unto thee, hearken unto me. Hearken unto me, O Lord. Lord, I have cried unto thee, hearken unto me. Attend to the voice of my supplication. When I cry unto thee, hearken unto me, O Lord. Let my prayer be set forth as incense before thee, the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Hearken unto me, O Lord.
Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord.
O Lord, hear my voice. Rejoice, all ye lovers of hope, in all, beholding the radiant feast of the glorious elders. O river, she strut dance for joy. Clap your hands, O forest, who were witness to their labors. O precious jewels in the crown of holy Russia, most beauteous adornment of the desert life, pillars of obedience, models of meekness and purity. Rejoice, ye laborers of untiring zeal.
Let thine ears be attentive
to the voice of my supplication. Rejoice, shepherds of rational sheep, O holy elders of Optina, beacons for the faithful in the night of this earthly life. You guided countless souls through the stormy sea of this world, preserving with love the flock entrusted to you, flourishing as lilies in the desert of silence and prayer, pouring forth Christ-like love upon all. You cleansed and purified all, leading the way to repentance and contrition, that freed from the bonds of guilt and sin, we may attain salvation and dwell with you in the heavenly kingdom.
If thou shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, O Lord, who shall stand?
For with thee there is forgiveness. Come, O ye faithful, and let us join our voices with the choirs of angels to honor the wondrous elder Moses, founder of the seat of the citadel of Optina, lover of the poor and humble servant of all. Lead us also to the promised land of the kingdom of heaven.
For thy name's sake have I patiently waited for thee, O Lord. My soul hath waited patiently for thy word.
My soul hath hoped in the Lord. Rejoice, ye lovers of the wilderness. Break forth in song, ye lovers of silence and stillness. Leap for joy, all ye righteous desert dwellers. Of the forest of Roslovo, for behold, in the land sanctified by your labors and tears, the holy elder Anthony was noetically planted by the Lord, and blossomed forth as a righteous shoot, hidden from the eyes of the world. Today, as we honor his radiant memory, which has been revealed for all to praise and glorify, we pray that with him ye would also entreat the Lord, that he grant us peace and save our souls.
From the morning watch until night, from the morning watch,
let Israel hope in the Lord. Having broken the chains of earthly reasoning, O holy elderly and aid, thou didst truly put on the mind of Christ, bearing all suffering with humility and thanksgiving, seeing in them the love and mercy of God. Thou wast tried as gold in the furnace of tribulation, and having faithfully persevered until thy last breath, thou dost now shine forth from heaven as a gleaming ray of Christ the Son, and prayest in behalf of our souls.
For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption.
And he shall redeem Israel out of all his iniquities. O venerable Father Ambrose, thou didst acquire perfect love for God and thy neighbor, which is the bond of perfection. And as the adornment of monks and the consolation of those who live in the world, thou didst assemble ranks of nuns, becoming all things to all men, as saith the Apostle, and thou didst lead thy children to the Master, whom do thou entreat that he save and enlighten our souls?
O praise the Lord, all ye nations.
Praise him, all ye peoples. Rejoice, humble disciple of the glorious elder Ambrose, fellow laborer Nectari in the vineyard of the Lord. In burial thou wast the herald of the incorrupt relics of the blessed elder Macarius, and as a martyr thou didst suffer for the orthodox faith. As a prophet in thy clairvoyance and discernment of the will strength of the Lord abideth forever. Of heavenly treasure hidden in an earthly vessel was fashioned to be a holy elder nectory, adorned with purity of soul and heavenly wisdom. Thou didst conceal thy virtues beneath the cloak of meekness and humility, in silence and prayer finding the desire of thy heart. Beholding the Christ and his heavenly kingdom, toward which thou didst direct every step of thine earthly life. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, O wondrous elders of Optima, who can recount your God-pleasing labors, who can tell of your vigils, tears, and fasting, by which ye did conquer the passions of the flesh, O chosen vessels of the grace of God, glory of monastics and instructors of those in the world, dispellers of demonic darkness, and beacons of the light of Christ, intercede for us who honor your holy memory. Both now and ever and through the ages of ages, amen. In his love for mankind, the King of heaven appeared upon earth and dwelt among men. For he took flesh of a pure virgin, and thus incarnate he came forth from her. The only Son is he, truthful in nature but not in person, in proclaiming imperfect man and perfect God indeed, we confess Christ our God. Beseech him, O Mother without wedlock, to have mercy on us.